Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and International Women's Day.
Yes, and Johns Hopkins University reports that over 116 million people have contracted COVID-19 and 2.6 million people have died since the outbreak of the disease last year in Wuhan in China.
It's almost a year after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. Over 36,000 people have contracted the disease in Zimbabwe. And according to the Minister of Health, more than 33,000 people have recovered and 1,485 have died.
And in the process, many people have lost their jobs while children have endured many hours learning from home. In some cases, some have failed to access education.
Women and children have been seriously affected by COVID-19. The United Nations says women stand at the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis, as well as healthcare workers, caregivers, innovators, community organizers, and some of the most exemplary and effective national leaders in combating the COVID-19 pandemic.
And the United Nations says the crisis has highlighted both the centrality of their contributions and the disproportionate burdens that women carry. This comes at a time the world is marking the International Women's Day today.
This year's theme for the International Day, Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World, celebrates the tremendous efforts by women and girls around the world in shaping a more equal future and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yabakambe zulukandaba linjani lapho elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Ilapha-ke lamhla ku-Live Talk sikhuluma ngokujiyeneyo, kodwa-ke sigxila kakhulu nge-International Women's Day. Lolu-ke lusuku lwabesifazana, siyakwazi ukuthi lusuku oluqakathekileyo kakhulu. Akula muzi ongela mama, akula muzi ongela ntombi, akula muzi ongela gogo. So-ke asixoxeni ngodaba lolu, sizwe ukuthi kambe likubona njani konke lokhu xa sikhangela abesifazane. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulokhu kukhahlamezwa okunye okumangalisayo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi sakhathesi kule COVID-19. Siyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe COVID-19 ihlabile sibule okunye okumangalisayo. So kula bantu abedlula 1,480 aseyobanjwa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 babhubha. Bese kusithi-ke abayi 36,000 wababamba umkhuhlane lowo, kwathi-ke abayidlula 33,000 baphepha ku-COVID-19. Siyabona-ke ukuthi Johns Hopkins University ithi abantu abayi 117 million sebabanjwa-ke umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kodwa abayi 2.6 million sebabhubha. Kuzobuya-ke kule Melika lapha, Marvelous, umkhuhlane lo uhlabile kakhulu. 29 million abantu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19, kuthi abedlula 525,000 sebabhubha. So kulobo zima obumangalisayo, kodwa sithakazelela-ke usuku labesifazana lamantombazana. Kunjalo-ke.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, nhasi izuva rakatinakira isu madzimai. Izuva riri kurangarirwa pasi rose, zuva reInternational Women's Day. Panguva iyo pasi rose vari kurwa ivo kubva kuchirwere cheCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti munyika pari zvino kubva chirwere ichi chatanga, pane vanhu vanodaudzira 36,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 munyika. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu ava 33,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa neCOVID-19 asi vachikunda denda iri. Tozotarisa vakashaya vanosvika ivo pa 1.485 vawanikwa ivo, 1,485 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Asi denda iri rakasunga imo muno muAmerica. Tinoona kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 zvinoreva kuti 500,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Uye tinoona kuti mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden vakatsidza ivo kuti pamazuva avo zana vachitora matomu kubva kuna vaDonald Trump vachange vari kuona ivo kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 100 million vabayiwa ivo nhomba yeCOVID-19. Tinoona zvakare munyika nhomba yeCOVID-19 yakatanga kubayiwa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, asi pari zvinotanga tiri kuona kuti kwakuri kubayiwa iko vanoshanda muzvipatara vanotora nhau nevamwewo. Saka nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika pazuva remadzimai. Tinoona kuti United Nations inotaura kuti zuva iri rakakosha chaizvo, nokuti tinoona kuti madzimai pakatanga iyo denda ire COVID-19 ndo vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibata mhuri vachidzidzisa vana vanga vasisiri kuenda kuzvikoro nezvimwewo zvakadaro mudzimba. Asi takaona zvakare pane imwe muclubhouse pane imwe event kwanga kuina amai Pumzile veku-United Nations vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa panguva ino yeCOVID-19 nyanya madzimai vari kuwanda nevanasikana. Saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yeInternational Women's Day. Tinotarisa kuti dingindira regore rino rinoti iro Women in Leadership Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. Saka vari kuti ivo kunyange kuine denda reCOVID-19 vakadzi vanokwanisa kuenzaniswa mukana wavo nevanhurume panguva ino. Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with the COVID-19. You know, it's almost a year now since it was declared by the WHO as a global pandemic. What has been happening worldwide is a big crisis. And let's start with Lupane, where we've got Tembelani Moyo, who is a villager there in Kwarai. You know, he's talking about his experiences, other villagers, and, you know, what has been happening all along. Let's hear what he says.
Ibizo lami nguThembelani Moyo from Lupane under Kwarai village. Ngizakhuluma COVID-19 beyi global pandemic ngendlela zokuthi ibulele kakhulu abantu emhlabeni. Inani labantu ababulewe yiCOVID-19 lisuke lakhuphuka kakhulu. Okuthi singathi siyaqathanisa le mkhuhlane yakaba khona emhlabeni lowu akuzayo kube labantu abafe ngendlela i-corona ebabulele ngayo. Okwesibili ilethe ukuhlukumezeka kuZulu, ilethe ukuhlukumezeka emphakathini esingathi itshintshile ukuphila kwabantu. Singathi siyakhangela kulabo lockdown abantu into ade bengayijayelanga ukuthi kule ndlela kumele kuphilwe under lockdown conditions. Okuvimba ukuthi umuntu akhululeke ahambe ngentando yakhe. Sikhangela kathesi kunje abangani bethu abanye abaku-diaspora bayehluleke ukuthi beze emakhaya abo ngokuthi kwagcina kubhanwa ama-international flights. Sithi siyakhangela futhi esinye isizathu abantwana. Abantwana kuyikho okuyinsika ukuthi abantu bephile imfundo. I-corona iyenzile ukuthi izikolo zivalwe isikhathi eside. Singathi siyakhangela lapha ekhaya as from 2020 last year kuzofika namhlanje abantwana kabafundi. So khona kukhanya nje kuhlukumezile abantu, uluntu lusuke lwahlukulumezeka kakhulu esingakubiza sithi i-global pandemic. So ke iCOVID-19 ayizange yaletha inhlala kahle ebantwini ngendlela eyiyo.
So that is Mr. Tembelani Moyo in Kwarai village. He's saying, you know, there's a lot that has happened, you know, since the outbreak of COVID-19. So he says even children are suffering, they're not attending lessons. You know, when it comes to villagers, some are dying, some are, you know, failing to even make ends meet, you know, because there are so many challenges. So I think we've got some of our guests lined up right now. One of them is Mrs. Musi Pepe, who is a media flow development practitioner focusing on women's voices in the media. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Pepe.
Thank you, Gibbs. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Yes, let's talk about, you know, first of all, the global pandemic, that is COVID-19. So it's almost a year now since the outbreak of the disease. So what have been the challenges being faced by people in Zimbabwe, you know, just briefly?
A lot, Gibbs. For us, we're already facing an economic crisis, socioeconomic issues, political issues. And when the pandemic hit, it found people without jobs, without savings, with a health crisis in Bulawayo, without water. And this is a disease that requires people to be always sanitized, to be washing their hands regularly. And you are told that you won't be having water for 6 days a week. That compounded the issue so much, especially after the lockdown, because it meant that people were to stay at home, but were also forced to leave the safety of their homes to go and gather at community boreholes to fetch the water that they needed so much, not just for their daily chores, but also to survive the pandemic. So it was like a clash of needs, because you needed to stay home, but also you needed to live to survive and to get the basic needs. So for Zimbabwe, it was just like an exposition of the extent of the problems that this country is facing.
Thank you very much. So Marvelous, go ahead.
I think maybe, sorry, can you just highlight some of the challenges that you'd say, especially women were facing, because we saw that the United Nations, when they are talking about International Women's Day, they are also highlighting some of the challenges that women were facing during this pandemic. What about in Zimbabwe?
There is so much that I can mention. For example, the poor service delivery became so stuck in terms of women's access to that. When I talk, for example, of water, which is a basic need, women needed to stay home and be safe with their children. But because they couldn't there to be the ones, you know that they are the providers of basic needs in the home front. So they needed to leave their homes and they would spend hours at community boreholes to fetch water. And for many women, they had to leave their homes as early as 2 a.m., 3 a.m., so that they would be home early enough with those water buckets. And this opened them up to a lot of criminals. A lot of women will tell you stories of rape, stories of sexual abuse, for them to be able to cut across the queues, the long queues at the water pumps. The power cuts meant that they also needed to go and fetch firewood, find alternative methods. Worst of all, a lot of us women were working from home. That compounded the situation, because when you're home, you're expected to be a mother. You're expected to take care of the children. So here we are, we have a pandemic. We are the primary caregivers, because our hospitals were not in a position to take care of people. They are actually turning people away. So here you are, you have a threat of a disease. Someone is coughing, you are suspecting they are COVID positive. You have to work as well. You have to take care of the children. Added to that, the issue of domestic violence. You are stuck at home. A lot of people are renting places. The spaces are too small. The stress is just too much. So another example that I can cite for me that was very stuck was women that are expecting the maternal health care system, where you are expecting, you're a woman, you need to go for medical checkups, but the only transportation being offered and allowed by government is a ZUPCO public bus, which only comes to your area maybe once or twice a day. They're expected to walk maybe 2 kilometers to the nearest bus stop, catch that ZUPCO bus, walk to the nearest healthcare center, queue for 3-4 hours before you're attended to, and go back. Imagine a pregnant woman going through that and then being told that hospitals are full, the first priority are COVID patients. It's just been a nightmare. It's amazing that we have come this far as Zimbabweans and as women in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, ubambe khonapho ke siye kumama uNokuthula Jonsi. Mama Jonsi, njengoba sitsho lapha ke uNkosikazi Bhebhe esithi abantu babhekana lo hlupho olunye olumakasayo, lina-ke belibhekane lo hlupho olunjani, mama?
Mina ngisebenza e-guest house, so kusho ukuthi ngu-hospitality sector. Kuningi engubonileyo kakhulu, ngizakhuluma kakhulu ngabosisilabe ngathi ngama-commercial sex work, ngoba sijayele ukuthi siwachiye ngomama phela, sijayele ukuthi abantu babachiye. So I'm doing a research on that. So ngizakhuluma kakhulu ngento engiyibonileyo mina ngilapha njengoba ngisebenza kuleyi sector. Nginanzelele ukuthi kakhulu besithola ukuthi bekungela msebenzi, njalo futhi labo sisi bajayele ukuthi bona babhadalwa daily, and kumele ukuthi bayabhadala daily phela, babhadala per night, babhadala 500 per night. Kumele ukuthi babhadale every day. So into athi senzakala laphana yikuthi ubuthola ukuthi bebesehluleka ukuthi ngabantu phela abahlangana labantu abachiyeneyo. So impila kahle yabo bebemaningi sibili abasuke lapha sebegula, ngoba abakwazi ukuthi bahambe bayothola impila kahle, bayothola usizo ngenxa yokuthi bekuvaliwe amaclinic, bekuvaliwe, bekule shutdown. Njalo futhi ukuthola ukuthi abaningi for abantu ababonile ngathi mina about a quarter of girls that I have met here baswelekile sibili ngoba bebelama problems bona. So ubethi afike akasakwazi ukuthi adle njani, abasabuya abantu ngoba labo ama-customer abo seswela abala mali at the same time ama-customer abo labo sesesaba i-COVID-19. So bekungayizibona ngokwabo they couldn't prevent themselves ukuthi bangatholi i-COVID-19 le ngoba bafuna imali yokuthi bazabhadala njani i-guest house ngoba basuka endaweni ezijiyeneyo kubodebheni eLimpopo basuka endaweni ezijiyeneyo kakhulu. So bekusiba nzima ukuthi babehluleke ukuthi even bathole ukudla, behluleke because bafuna ukuthi at least bathole lapho ukuthi bengahlala at least, but ukudla ukuthi bakuthole bekusiba nzima kakhulu. And abantu yikho lapho embona ibabantu abathwale nzima kakhulu ngoba even ama-rates abo besithi bona thina sesiyehlisile izinto, sesehlisile imali ezingaka sokunje. And nxa usebenze guest house njengokuthi lami bengisenze guest house, uyathola ukuthi awusoze ukwazi ukuthi umuntu umcothe ukuthi ngicela uphume uhambe because uyehluleka ukubhadala. Lawe suzambuloku ukuthi hayi akuzame la ukuthi ubhadale encane, and uzagcina usugcoba labo vele amafutha ngoba isimo ngumama phela kugcina kuhlela kuukuthi ngumama, akukhathali ukuthi usebenza umsebenzi onjani. So into le esibili nxa i-affecthe kakhulu ngoba bona nti abakwazi ukuthi bathole ama-food parcels njengokuthi abanye abantu abaningi bebekwazi ukuthi bathole ama-food parcels. So yingxenye endlela engibone ngayo ukuthi i-COVID-19 i-affecthe kakhulu omama. So labana abantu balabantu ababo. So ubuthola ukuthi abasakwazi ukuthumeza lutho abantwaneni, sebelokhe bereceive ama-call, uthola ukuthi sebele-depression njalo futhi ngabantu labana abathatha izidakamizwa. Uthola ukuthi abasakwazi ukuzithola izidakamizwa lezana, bagcina vele sebele-depression begula, bazivalele, bekumele ukuthi every day kumele uhambe uyoqoqoda ukuthi ubone ukuthi ba-right yini. So these are the challenges okuthi ubone ukuthi omama sibili bahlukumezeke khona kakhulu.
Yes, we've got Noctula Tonsi there saying that some women were facing serious challenges, especially commercial sex workers. So these are some of the issues that people have been facing. We're also joined by Mr. Innocent Dibali, who is the EFF Zimbabwe president, and he is also a social worker. Welcome to the program, Mr. Dibali.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and hello to the viewers.
Yes, thank you so much. So we're away from politics today, but focusing on women and International Women's Day and COVID-19. So almost a year now since WHO declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. What have been some of the challenges that are faced by people where you are?
Yeah, I think before I can respond to that, Gibbs, I want to associate myself and the EFF with women, Omama. Yes, because this day, March the 8th, is a very significant day amongst our people, especially in Africa, because it's a day which is meant to celebrate historical, cultural, and political achievement for women. I want to say this, that women must actually be prioritized in many sectors of the economy. We must actually work extra hard because it cannot be just about celebrating. Mm-hmm. It should be about visible steps that are being taken to mainstream women, like we have done in EFF, where we've got women, a woman as a secretary general, a woman as a vice president, a woman as a treasurer general. So what I'm saying is that we have also seen a concerning issue regarding Meghan vis-a-vis the royal family, where we have had very concerning stories. Mm-hmm. So we are saying that a woman should not be subjected to such issues, because if indeed it is true, it is very concerning, and it must be painful to every woman. I think it must never happen. Back to the issue of COVID. COVID has been a devastating pandemic that has devastated economies, that has devastated lives, families, and so on. So we have seen this playing out even worse off in Africa across various countries. I think it is very important to note that we've always been a race or people who are on the receiving side, the Africans, the Black Africans in particular, where because of the historical issues that we have endured, issues starting from colonialism, issues starting from racism, issues starting from white supremacist kind of culture. We have seen Africans actually, receiving, on the receiving end, especially the vulnerable African woman. Take, for example, in Zimbabwe, some of the issues that we are going through of poverty, it is because of clear monopoly capital, whereby how do we explain people who are, who live around Marange, who are suffering up to today with their diamonds? How do we expect people who live around Blanket Mine, who are walking miles and miles, kilometers and kilometers to fetch water, diseases? And sikhuluma ngabomama okuthiwa ngama sex workers, usisi wadonsa ukukhuluma ngabo. It is because these are historical problems whereby ukuthi ama countries are failing to get to grips with what has happened, whereby ukuthi we need to actually move economy from the hands of the few corrupt men, especially corrupt men, and ensure that our vulnerable groups in our communities, especially women, especially older men, especially young people, are protected by our governments in Africa. We have seen the last thing about COVID, we've seen a clumsy approach by our African government towards the procurement of the COVID, the procurement of the vaccine. I believe this is based on the fact that a number of people who are in government or who are governing anywhere in Africa are corrupt and are selfish, and they do not care about the vulnerable.
Thank you, Mr. Ndibali. So, marvelous, quiet. We've got another guest.
Mabasa muri kubata panguwa ino ye International Women's Day ndoziva kuti muri kushanda ne United Nations nezvimwe zvakadaro taurai.
Zvotenda. Smave, thank you for having me. Hello to the other guests. Ndronzi Comfort Dondo. I'm a young Zimbabwean woman based ku United States, Minnesota. And the founding executive director of our organization inonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. It is called Minnesota African Women Against Violence, but really African Women Against Violence. It's not a basa from Minnesota, but chukubata madzimai kwa kateke shira. Basa na chukita sisima ve, ra nda kutanga kuona kuoma kwa upenyo wa mudzimai Zimbabwe. Nekuna kuma kwe nare zirukuramba zichuhuya. Tunoshanisa sama social media platforms. Before, maybe when we started the organization 5 years ago, we were focusing more work in Minnesota. But then the more we try to reach out to platforms, Zimbabwean women, the more I realize whenever a nation is under duress, it is the women and the girl child who are mostly impacted. So we're reaching out, we're hearing from women, Zimbabweans of South Africa. Madzimai Zimbabwe arikuwadziswa nezvirikuitika munyika medu. Chambotarwa ne my other sister on the platform earlier on. Program yedu chinotsvaya kubatsira madzimai nekuva sunungura kubva mu domestic abuse nekuda kwedenda recovid-19 madzimai akawanda they have been susceptible to a lot of domestic abuse, gender based violence, nenyaya yekuti mabasa avo apera nekuda kwecovid-19. Vazhinji maZimbabweans vari ku South Africa havasi kukwanisa kuchengeta mabasa avo nekuti nenyaya yecovid zviri kunzi chimbomirai Saka vamwe vachona ma single moms kazhinji zvambotaura nemunin'ina wangu ari panapa kuti vanopedzisira vakutengesa miviri yavo nenyaya yekuti vana havana chekudya. Saka nyika yedu iri panguva yakaoma ende munhu wemukadzi ndiye ari kunyanya kuafektwa. For me in this work, you know, we try really hard to reach out to women, but it's always been difficult because sometimes the solutions are hard to implement because there's just a lot of complications with the bureaucracies, you know. Just this weekend, I got a video, actually I got several videos from people of a Zimbabwean woman who was giving birth on the ground, outside. That video has haunted me. It has haunted me so much, but this is the current status of the affairs of the Zimbabwean woman. Women are really suffering. And it is my hope and dream that as we celebrate International Women's Day, I really pledge to myself today that I'm tired of showing up to these big, you know, conferences and showing up, you know, we are past that. I want to show up when I know that there's going to be actionable steps towards it. So this year, I'm going to the UN Women Forum in Mexico City. And the only reason I'm going there is I want to reach out to whoever is on top, right? So we're with Mama Pumzile yesterday on the platform. I care more about making sure I bring the voices and the stories of Zimbabwean women to those platforms and hope that I can get solutions for that. My hope is that with my work, we are able, I independently come for Dondo, some Zimbabwean woman, I hope that I'm able, before the end of this year, to raise money enough to fill two hospitals, and this is my maternity hospitals there, who do some research, to at least make sure that hospitals are equipped. And I want to urge all the Zimbabweans that are listening, we can all do something. Instead of complaining about how things are difficult, we can find a way to do our little small part. So if I manage to fill two hospitals with equipment, and the next two Zimbabweans manage to fill two hospitals with equipment by coming together, we can drastically improve the lives of women, Smurf, because I have realized that there's a lot we complain about, but I really, this International Women's Day, I have challenged myself that I'm going to take action. And so right now, we are collaborating with Mayo Clinic, one of the best hospital systems in the world. It's right here in my state. I already have been in conversation with them. I am also working with churches in my community. We have some really wealthy churches here. And I'm taking it upon myself because I cannot live under my watch as a mother of three children and see my sisters, Vachizvara, Panze, Sembwa, you know. I think Tashika Senyika in a very low place. And so this is what I'm going to do with the opportunities that I have in front of me. And I want to urge all the Zimbabwean women leaders that let us operate from strength and see what it is that we can do versus what's not working. Because I believe nobody is coming to rescue us. We are on rescue. And so that is what I wanted to share.
I think let's now go to the young lady, Ms. Adonsi. You heard what Ms. Comfort is saying there. What's your take? What should women be trying to do during a day like this? Because we've had lots of conferences. I was on a lot of platforms yesterday that we're celebrating. But what's the way forward? What can people actually do in reality to change the life of another woman?
We have reached a point whereby we have seen that we have cried enough. And we have said a lot. We have wrote a lot of books, but we haven't taken action. I think this is the time, this is the year for people to take action. What is it that we want to do? Now, if I can talk about the sexual harassment of university students, what is it that now it has become something very normal? If a lady is saying, this guy, he touched me, you know, I didn't feel comfortable. And we just laugh like, oh, that's how he is. This is the time. I think this year, this is the time whereby we stop normalizing things that destroy women. This is the time whereby we have to take action. As women, as together, we can work together. Because I have realized that as women, we are pulling each other down. Why is we are supposed to uplift each other? So I think this is the time whereby we uplift ourselves. And I'm grateful to this lady we just talked that at least they are trying to raise something to support the maternal system in Zimbabwe, because things are bad. Things are really bad. In terms of there's now family planning, you know, these days with family planning, the last time when I left in Zim, it was for you to get family planning, you should be known somewhere. Like, there's corruption. Why don't we give all women, even if they are in rural areas, they have to get the same support that the urban women are getting. So I think this is the time whereby you just take action. We have said a lot. We have drafted a lot of proposals, but this is the time to take action.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Pepe, can you chip in there?
Yeah, I am wondering ani uvumelana labo sisi bonke abakhulumayo. We have a crisis and women can only stand together. The only challenge, I guess, for me is that at a time when we should be moving forward to see votelo mama, so that they change policies, so that they take up leadership positions and are able to make decisions that help other women, we are still fighting for basic amenities. We are still fighting for women to put food on the table, to receive basic health care and be able to take care of their children, which takes us steps back. And COVID-19 has actually exacerbated the situation, because right now a lot of women lost their jobs, they lost their livelihoods. A lot of informal traders are women. They are not able to travel, which means when everything is said and done, they have to start from scratch. They have to look for loans to go back into informal sector. And who runs the banks? Who will give them the loans? What collateral will they have to say, can I have $100,000? I want to start again on my business and be able to support my family. Right now, schools have been closed for months on end. And it's the women that are expected to do homeschooling, because the men somehow find a way to leave the home, even during lockdown. And the women have to be teaching these children at home. So they have the compounded problem of taking care of the family, taking care of the children, taking care of their educational needs. And if we don't come together as a community, we are going to lose the generation ebuyayo. We're going to lose them. The challenge for me, I think the biggest challenge is that COVID-19 has shown that it's not just a health problem. It has become an economic problem, a political problem, a socio-cultural problem, because as we speak right now, a lot of women are silent who are in political positions because they cannot even afford the data to go online and participate and be seen, to be visible and be fighting for the voices of their constituents. They cannot afford to do the simple things that will keep them as policymakers. So if those simple things are still difficult for a woman, what more to rise up to a level where they can help change policy and change the status quo?
Yes, xela ukuthi ukubeke ngesintu khona ukuthi okunyukade ukukhuluma ngakho ngamafitshane mama.
Ngamafitshane ngithi khona kusasenzima ukuthi omama bezibeke ezingeni lokuthi bebe besenza, bethatha amanyathelo okunceda abanye omama. Sikhangele ephalamenti, sikhangele ekhansilini, sikhangele kumabhizimusi. Khathesi omama balahlekelwe imisebenzi, kabala mali. Nxa kungavuleka kuthiwe sengifisa njalo ukuqalisa ibhizinisi lami lokucross iborder, umama uzangena kuliphi ibhanga athole omunye umama ozamzwisisa athi hayi nansi 100,000 qala katsha uthole imali. Uzahlangana lobaba uzathi hayi ibhizinisi yakho le ayilethi imali ebhangeni lami, ngoba akazwisisi ukuthi khona omama vele thina siphila ngani ngokuhlanganisa. Njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi khathesi iningi lethu abantwana bebengayi esikolo, obaba besichiye ezindlini besiyaphanda, sisala sibafundisa thina abantwana esikolo. Bazafeyila, nxa befeyila ngenxa yokuthi izikhathi eziningi kumele siphume futhi sibachiye siyedinga amanzi, siyedinga inkuni, siyedinga ukudla, lento eziningi-ningi. Ngakho-ke ngendlela uhulumende ayehluleka ngayo ukuthi sithole the basic things, okuncane okuyikho kumele kutholwe ngumuntu, ukudla, amanzi, ishelter, izigqoko, sigcine sesithi esigijimisana lalokhu, asoze silithole ithuba lokuthi lathi sihambe emhlanganweni siyokuma labo baba sithi hayi ipolicy leyo kumbe umthetho lowo kawusebenzeli kuhle. Kasoze sithole amathuba okuthi omama bavotelwe bangene ephalamende basilwele ngenxa yokuthi babe bebhizi ezindlini bezama ukuphila labantu ababo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu mama. Marvelous.
Aha, ringanditaure zvanga zvekutaura munyarikani wedu. Handizivi kana vachitaura shona. Miss Bay.
No.
Vari kuti ivo zviri kunetsa panguva ino yeCOVID-19 ndezvekuti madzimai pari zvino kunyangwe avo vanenge vari mune zvematongerwo enyika vakadai semakanzura vanomirira nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kana vama MP nezvimwe havanawo zvikwanisiro zvekuti vange vari pamadande mutande vachitaura neavo vanovatsigira uyezve avo vanoita mabasa ekutengesa mumigwagwa nezvimwe madzimai panguva ichavhurwa kuti vakwanise kuenda kune dzimwe nyika vachinohodha vachaona zvakare vari kutarisana nedambudziko rekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vashandise vachaiwana kupi nekuti mumabhanga umo vanenge vari kupa zvikwereti izvi varume kuti vazonzwisisa nhamo dzemadzimai zvinogona kuti netsei saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti paive paine yatingati iye mapolisi anoita kuti zvinhu zvipfavirewo madzimai kuitira kuti pachapera denda iri recovid-19 kana kuti kana vaakukwanisa kuita mabasa avo vawane zvikwanisiro nekuti vari kutaura kuti vana baba muzimba umu kunyange hazvo vanhu vanga vakavharirwa ana amai ndo vanga vari kudzidzisa vana vanenge vasiri kuenda kuzvikoro sezvo vana baba even panguva yeno covid vanga vachimbobudawo muzimba thank you
Ms. Ndibali, it seems as if, you know, women are not too happy about what men are doing. So how best can we make things better, you know, for women? As I can see, Musi, Pepe is not happy. And even Adonsi is not happy as well. Maybe Comfort Dondo is unhappier. So how can we make their lives better, you know?
Yeah, I think legitimately so. I think I'm not surprised that they are very unhappy and very uncomfortable with the status quo. I think also what women must do, must not wait for anyone. I think I heard someone saying we are our own rescuers. Mm-hmm. I think we must not wait for anyone. We must not wait for men to rescue you. I think as women, you must actually demand your position because you deserve that position. You've got the abilities, you've got the qualities, you've got the content to lead from the front. And you need, when you are voting in future also or wherever, you need to vote quality women, not just women, because certain women who are voted in are as bad as those who actually are standing in the way of women. So I want to believe that men must realize that it is our duty to ensure that women are mainstreamed in politics, and we must shun away from intimidating women because we are actually living in a culture where young women are so fearful of getting involved even in politics, in debates, in schools, in different levels of leadership, just because we men are so into this, a historical damage that has happened to our minds, which is that of violence, which is that of self-hate, hating ourselves as black people. I think we need also to look into the nationalization of some mainstream sectors of the economy, such as banks, such as mines, so that when gogo or mama or umama can hamba a bank as a credit loan, there must be a situation whereby the young man or the young lady behind the counter must not be saying, "Hi, mama or gogo, go and bring a business plan." Kufuze ebe able to assist umama ugogo ukuthi hayi gogo, I can help you do this into ofunguithi lena lena lena, so that we can bring umama up. Because the point here, women's celebration and the international day, it's about celebrating a political, cultural, different forms of leadership or achievement. We have done so much. Mama, they were there at the liberation struggle. They fought. Mina Mama was at the forefront. So Mama, even Naskangela, Katisi, liberation, whatever, Mama, they are so left out. Why is that? Why don't we have? I last saw a national hero. National heroes, acres, umama, a long time ago. Are you telling me what our command? And then the umama and the tell you what we do is also to be very courageous to call against ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions in Zimbabwe lapana is not a political issue. That issue is a national issue that is causing even ama-suffering to women. That's why sometimes what actually happens, Uti, you find your government is unable to provide ama-nyama services because they are unable to access ama-certain funds across the world. But they end up accessing ama very illicit financiers who then decide as to what services you're going to receive. Look at ECAPS. Who owns CAPS? E-Bank. Ama capitalist who are probably of Jewish origin. Who owns ama bank in Zimbabwe?
We'll get to that, we'll get to that story some other time, Mr. Ndivali. But the point has been made. So at the end of the day, let's get to Ms. Tondo. So, Ms. Tondo, looking at the way women are treated worldwide, you know, is there any way that will come to a stage when we say, well, women have been treated well to this level now?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dube. So, you know, I'm of this philosophy that nobody is really coming to your rescue. You are your own rescue, as I said earlier on. I want to urge women to take back their power, whatever that looks like. For me, it doesn't come with disrespecting our men. I define myself as a womanist, not feminist. I believe that we all have roles to play, but I also believe in the empowerment of the girl child. And what empowerment of the girl child means is to have the boy child and the girl child have equal access. So from the very beginning, right? I believe that we can acquire equity between men and women. And it looks like men coming to the table to actually listen to us and not take up too much space and listen to what we women, because we know the needs that we have to be empowered. We need men to come along. I keep urging women in my organization, we actually have men's circles where men actually meet with us and we discuss, because it doesn't make sense to try and meet as women individually and talk about, and we've been doing this, as the other young lady said earlier on, we've been writing books, we've been talking about it, but we've been excluding the men from the table. But I think we need to come together with our men so we can craft the solutions. In fact, I believe that men are the solution to a lot of the issues that we see in terms of equity. I would like to piggyback on what my sister here on the platform said. You know, when men are at the tables of power and they're making decisions that disproportionately impact women, that is why we see what we're seeing in Zimbabwe right now. If we actually had well-equipped women in some of the powerful positions, I think we would have different results from what's happening. I believe in 2021, it is not okay for women to be dying during child labor in a country like Zimbabwe. And I have to say this, Zimbabwe is not poor. It is just being poorly managed. And research shows that when you put women in places of power, they manage the power well. I think so. We have to go back. We have to start strategically putting women in positions to rebuild Zimbabwe. Because right now, it is being poorly managed. A very rich country, just being poorly managed. So that's my answer for you, Mr. Dube.
Ndombovunza Comfort kuti imi semaonero enyu zvii zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kuti pawanikwe madzimai nevarume vachienzaniswa mukana. Takatarisa iro zuva reInternational Women's Day ranhasi iri. Madzimai anofanira kunge ari kuita sei kuti vanyatsonzwika kuti aiwa tiriko uyezve izvi ndo zvatiri kuda izvi neizvi neizvi.
No, Susimavi, thank you for the question. Ndofunga kuti, and again pay example yezvanoona muno muAmerica. MaAmerica pane concept yavanoti vanogona kukuhaya semunhu mutema just to fill their quota kuti vati tine diversity. That is you're just being put on a pedestal, but really you don't have power. I think madzimai edu tinofanira kuti tirwire kuva panzvimbo dzinoti kuti tikwanise kubatsira vamwe vabi edu vadzimai. Uyezve kana taiswa munzvimbo idzodzo dzedze, when we're put in positions of power, I think we should not forget, because I think there's this thing that happens. I think it's an imposter syndrome that happens. Sometimes the power gets to the people and then they forget the people behind. I think we need women to learn to hold other women's hands and bring them along with. My passion is mostly for the underserved, underserved marginalized women. So I'm talking rural women. And then I also want to talk about young women. I've been very inspired on Clubhouse to see the talent we have. We have amazing talent of young women, Zimbabwean women. And the conversation, just this morning at 2 a.m., I was in an international women's celebration group with young Zimbabwean women who are innovators and technology, who are in the technology field. And just when they were opening their mouths, I'm like, we have such great talent, Zimbabwean, young Zimbabwean women. But guess what? Most of them are in the diaspora. Why? Because they feel that they're not being offered equal opportunities back home. So they are out here in the diaspora, like myself, working for other nations instead of building home. So I want to say to our government, they need to open doors for young women and opportunities because they have so much innovation. The world is no longer where it was 37 years ago. We need new minds on the powers of table. We need to see new young women running for public office. And we need those who've been around for a while to step back and retire.
So now I think one of you here raised a very critical point about women pulling each other down. Mrs. Pepe, can you chip in there? So are women really working with each other or they are pulling each other down? Maybe that's why they're not advancing as much as they can go. So go ahead, Mrs. Pepe.
I think it's a fallback plan or argument for a lot of men to say women pull each other down because that conveniently allows them to continue playing that upper hand even when they are able to themselves pull women up. Because I have seen women support each other, I have seen women stand by each other, but it is the tactics and the strategies that are used by men. It is the systems that are there in place which protect men and elevate them to an extent that even if women want to support each other, it becomes difficult to do so. So, for example, we have the proportional representation, whereas political parties, they are supposed to choose women for each party to represent them in parliament. You would expect that other women would be able to support them, but if a male leader comes forward and says, if you don't do such and such, I won't be able to recommend you to this position, what will this woman be able to do? Because her livelihood is being threatened. So sometimes as women, the first thing that we think of is our stomachs, is our children's survival, it's our children's education system. And those weaknesses for women, we still do not hold economic power in a very unequal system in our country and in our world, make it difficult for us to make a choice where I want to put food on the table versus being that powerful woman. So I have to make a choice. And a lot of women end up making a choice that negates other women, not because they want to, but because the system does not allow them to put their heads up and say, I will not take part in this.
So then we go to Dondo. Well, first, before you say it in the valley, Ms. Dondo, do you share the same views?
Absolutely, my sister. It's like you are picking my brain. This is my belief. Women have always worked together. We've always worked together. But I think the obstacle, as my sister says, and I won't repeat, it's been the men. It's the men who are in position of power, which is where I keep saying men need to step back and share the power. Step back and share the power. Because as she said, clearly so, if one woman is getting access to power because of a man who's in a position of power and she's being given really tough conditions, it is very hard for that woman to think in abundance. She's thinking from a place of scarcity, which what looks like, it looks like to the general populace, it looks like women don't support each other. But we need space where we can be free to actually support each other in that way. And I think that is about power sharing. And so I would support exactly what my sister said. I think women, especially African women, even our grandmothers, they managed to survive and work cooperatively even when they were married to one man. It's a cultural thing. We're always a communal people. We've always worked together. But sometimes the powers that be make that difficult for us to do that, where we have to think of our children's stomachs, as my sister clearly said.
Yeah.
Inxa kuthiwa omama badonselana phansi nje ikuzama ukuvala imlando as a society esilawo ukuthi sibaphakamise omama. Omama vele bayamelana, omama bayasebenzelana. Kulama club abomama abasebenza la bonke abachayelana izimali. Ayisikho kubambana okukhulu yini khona lokho. Kodwa thina sikhetha ukukhangela lapha esithi thina bayacindezelana. Kukanti hayi ngemva komama ocindezela omunye kungenxa yokuthi kulobaba mhlawumbe omhlukumezayo. Kulobaba omtshethi nxa ungasenzanga kanje akulanto engakwenzela yona. Yenza kanje ukuze ngikuphakamise. Izikhathi eziningi umama ecine ecabanga ukuthi ngingekela ukwenza kanje angisoze ngithole ukudla kwabantwana, angisoze ngithole umsebenzi, angisoze ngithole imali. Acine efaka umlando wakhe kulokho okuzamphilisa ukwedlula kulokho okuzaphakamisa omunye umama. Ngingathi mina ama-systems angazi ngesiNdebele ukuthi ngingathini akhona. Afaka obaba ehlandleni elipapha amandla ukuthi noma omama befisa ukudonselana phezulu. Ucina kulokunye okubenza kube nzima ukuthi aphakamise umama angaqali aphakamise ubaba. Even sikhangela kuma campaigns uzathola ukuthi omama yiba bagijima kakhulu begqoka amakhanda abo baba bethandela amathari besenzayo. Kodwa nxa kungafakwa umama khona phana kuzathiwa khona hayi umama lo kasozali incede ngalutho khangelani vele uyazidubekela yena yedwa. Ngenxa yani? Ngenxa yokuthi mbani obamba imali zama campaigns, ngubani obanika imali zokuprinta amalembu nalawana? Umuntu ongubani.
So Masandibane, it seems you are the problem. You men, you've got a problem. So these two women are very straightforward. Okay, let me put it this way. The issue here is they are saying there are certain people who always claim that women are pulling each other down so that they remain in that position of strength, right? So at the end of the day, it seems, go ahead, Ms. Ndibale.
Yeah, I didn't get the last part of your question, but I think I had gotten where you were going.
Yes.
Women are very, very angry with men. And as I said, legitimately so. And I believe and I agree I don't know what is up.
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jivan.
So I agree with both of them to say that it is an excuse that is employed by men to say women are pulling each other down. It is us men who are actually orchestrating that kind of scenario. But the women must not wait for men to give them these platforms. The women must take it. No man will give you your space on the table. You must demand that space and you must represent yourself, because at the end of the day, you've got the capacity, you've got the capabilities. That's why us in EFL Zimbabwe, we've got a woman as a secretary general, we've got a woman as a vice president, we've got a woman as a treasurer general, because we believe that they are as capable as men.
And maybe let me chime in there. I think it's easy for men to say, take your place at the table, but I think Ms. Bebe there, you know, and I think Comfort as well would agree that sometimes men are occupying all the tables and they do not want to leave space for women. So in some of the clubhouse interviews that I've been in UN Women, they were actually saying, you know, this is the time for women to take up that space. Even if it means you're going to come through the window, just do it. Your take on that, Ms. Bebe?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time, what I've realized that women just have to create their own spaces. But the unfortunate thing is when women start creating their spaces, men now raise their heads and say, why are you leaving us out? Why are you creating spaces for women only? Fair enough question, but we are creating spaces because you have refused to give us spaces at your tables. We are creating spaces so that we are able to elevate each other as well. And that then becomes a problem because you find men now trying to pull us down in those spaces and say, okay, that one, because it's just women only, that means that they are working against us as men. They are feminists. And the word feminism has now become like an insult to women trying to elevate themselves. And yet, no, we are seeking that place at the table where they are chasing us away. So maybe they can tell us, what must we do now? Because they have not given up us the spaces. When we do create the spaces, they call us names.
Sis Comfort pindai wapa tinswe, imi panya yekuti munhu ukaona iwewe usina kusirwa space pa table yekuti ukwanise kunge uchitaura nekuti vakadzi vazhinji tinoona kana even simple as meeting yebasa chaiyo kana muri kushanda pane varume vakawanda unoona varume vachidrowna mavoices emadzimai. What can women do kuti mazwi avo anzwike tichitsanga nemabasa atinoshanda day to day? What can they do?
This year is changing because we need to put one more, 10 more steps up. I always said, if you don't invite me to the table, I will invite myself and I'll sit on the corner. I'll bring my own lawn chair. And I've always done that. And it's worked perfectly here in the US because here too, because of white supremacy and histories of racism and colonialism, we historically black as a black young woman, I'm not invited to the tables of power. So I invite myself and I've invited myself. And that's how I've managed to penetrate through the system. Now going back home to Zimbabwe, I am changing that analogy of if you don't invite me to the table, because I know I'm never going to be invited to the table. And or if I'm getting invited to the table, there's already set rules at the table. So because I don't want to be on the menu, I'm going to set up my own table and I'm going to invite my sisters and start to create my own system. Because I really believe that right now we are our own rescue. We are who we've been waiting for. I've been waiting for somebody else to rescue our situation. I've been waiting for somebody else to fill our hospitals with equipment. But it's not happening, Smart. It's not happening, which is why now I decided, in fact, in this moment, after seeing that video of a lady who was giving birth on the ground, Panze, I decided I'm going to do what I can with what I have and then start to show my other sisters that we can do this and start to invite people to create a totally different system. Because this one, we are not getting invited. And if we do, it's just really for show. There are no solutions there.
Mrs. Pepe, your last word.
Ngibona comment lapheka sikhumbuzo ukuthi women make up the majority in society, but all they are doing is blame men. I just want to say that in many societies, the minorities will still become the oppressors of the majority. And that is the case with women, because in a patriarchal society, men have always held the power, even when they've since become the minority in terms of numbers. The system still favors them in the sense that they hold the pockets, they hold the money, they run the systems of government and so forth. So for us, that really falls away. What we're saying is invite us to the table, then we will include you. And we hope it will be a genuine invitation where you are going to allow us to speak our minds and you are going to consider our points of view. Because if it is just tokenistic, then the war is just going to continue. We are going to be blaming each other and you are going to be saying women pull each other down. And yet you are the ones who choose which women to invite to the table. And you also set the rules of what they should say and how they should say those things. And when they fail, you then call them ineffective.
I'm not challenging us in the world, just some few lights.
Ukuthi khona obaba kumele basinike amathuba alesiqiniseko kungabe ngamathuba nje okuvala abantu amehlo okusibhada bangasibiza etafuleni bathi bomama beyandizokhuluma kukanti bona bakhetha ababo esingathi ngama-puppets babatshela ukuthi hlalani ngaphi babatshela ukuthi khulumani ini bona besazi ukuthi hhayi sivala abantu amehlo nje ukuthi bacabanga ukuthi ye omama bakhona entanjeni zamandla kukanti hhayi bayasivala nje abasiyekele sizikhethele thina abantu esibabonayo ukuthi bayenelisa ukusimela ukusikhulumela ukuze kukhanye ukuthi impumelelo ezayo sibili ngeqiniso hathi eyokusivalavala.
Thank you very much. And your last word, Ms. Tondo. 30 seconds.
Tondo Mutaura Neshona.
30 seconds.
Ndinotenda, Happy International Women's Day kumadzimai ose. Kune madzimai kuZimbabwe vanobata pane pakukurudzira madzimai, ndoda kukurudzirai kuti iwe neni tine basa rekuita, tese tinokwanisa kuita, you know, zvatinoita. Uyezve ndoda kuti ndikoke varume kuti tinokukokai kuti muuye muchitikurudzira, nekuti kana ndimi misoro yemisha. So we invite you over to hold our hands and to support us, and I believe together we're going to be able to find some solutions collaboratively. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I think we've come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mrs. Musi Pepe, a media for development practitioner focusing on women's voices in the media. We also had Ms. Comfort Dondo of Pumulani African Women Against Violence, and then Noctula Adonsi, who is a gender activist, and Mr. Innocent Dibali, of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, is also a social worker. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Mamba, who is saying you have a very good night. And thank you to our guests and all our followers.
Thank you so much. Good night, all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.